Brazil's largest private bank, Itaú Pilots. Tokenized bonds Itaú, the largest private bank in Latin America, has joined a pilot to tokenize fixed income securities in Brazil, according to a Cointelegraph report published August 12, 2026. The program is led by ANBIMA, the trade body that oversees the country's capital markets and uses infrastructure from the tokenization firm Open Assets. The move puts one of the region's most systemically important banks directly into the business of issuing traditional debt instruments as blockchain tokens. For a market that has watched tokenization arrive mostly through money market funds and stablecoins, a bank of Itaú's size testing bonds is a different order of signal. The pilot itself, ANBIMA, formerly the Brazilian Financial and Capital Markets Association, sets self-regulatory standards for how securities are issued and distributed in Brazil. Running a tokenization pilot under its banner means the experiment is happening inside the industry's own rulebook, rather than at its edges. Open Assets provides the technical layer that represents each fixed income security as a token that can be issued, transferred, and settled on a blockchain. Itaú's participation is the headline. The bank manages trillions of reais in assets and sits at the center of Brazilian corporate and retail finance. When an institution that size commits engineering and compliance resources to a tokenization test, it signals that the underlying question has shifted from whether the technology works to whether it fits existing market structure. The specifics of instrument type, issuance size, and settlement asset were not detailed in the initial report. Fixed income securities in Brazil span government bonds, corporate debentures, and bank-issued instruments such as CDBs, and the pilot's scope will determine how far the results generalize. Brazil has been building toward this. Brazil is not a newcomer to on-chain finance. The central bank has spent years developing DREX, its wholesale central bank digital currency, with tokenized asset settlement as an explicit design goal. Regulators have run structured sandboxes, and the country's payment culture, shaped by the instant transfer system PIX, is unusually comfortable with digital rails. That context matters. A tokenized bond only becomes useful if it can settle against a trusted form of digital cash and plug into custody, tax reporting, and secondary trading. Brazil's regulatory groundwork, combined with an industry body running the pilot, gives this experiment a clearer path from test to production than similar efforts in markets without that scaffolding. Brazil has also tightened oversight of crypto flows this year, adding a 24-hour delay on large crypto transfers as part of a broader push to bring digital assets inside the regulated perimeter. Tokenized securities issued by a licensed bank fit that direction, on-chain but firmly inside supervision. Tokenized debt is the next contested ground. The wider tokenization race has moved fast in 2026. Money market funds from large asset managers now hold billions on public and permission chains, and exchanges have pushed into tokenized equities and stock derivatives. Fixed income is the larger prize. Global bond markets dwarf equities, and much of the settlement plumbing behind them is slow, manual, and expensive. The appeal of a tokenized bond is programmable settlement, coupon payments, maturity redemptions, and ownership transfers handled by code rather than layers of intermediaries. The friction is everything around it: legal enforceability, investor protection, and interoperability with existing custody systems have kept most tokenized debt in pilot stage rather than at scale. One caution worth stating plainly: tokenization changes how an asset is recorded and moved, not what it is worth or how safe it is. A tokenized government bond carries the same credit risk as the paper version, and a token wrapper does not remove counterparty exposure if the issuer or custodian fails. The efficiency gains are real, but they sit on top of the same underlying obligations. For crypto users, bank-issued tokenized securities point toward a market where on-chain assets are not limited to volatile tokens. Yield-bearing instruments backed by regulated debt could eventually sit alongside stablecoin balances in the same wallets, a step toward the kind of on-chain portfolio that spans cash, savings, and now regulated bonds.